This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach in Paramus. What's up, Zach?
We have 2.5 hours left. You need to send someone down there to just find out if you have a ticket or not.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? You think here's the thing. I paid. So I left my car at 9:45. Parking is legal at 10. I didn't feed the meter through the app until 10:45. So I had basically an hour. Do you think I got nailed here, Zach, or you think I'm safe?
Oh, it's 50-50, man. Yeah. I'm going to say you're safe just because it's a Friday.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Now, remember, I did. So I paid through 12:45, and if you're listening at 12:45 and my alarm goes off, you know why. So I got an hour and a half left of whatever. I paid the $13. I hate to do that, and thank you for the call, Zach. We appreciate it. But I'm curious. Maybe you're curious. Rami, you're in for Hoff today. I hate to ask you this. Would you mind going, like, there's no intern around that we could send down there, right?
There's no one else here.
Dove, I'm not going to ask you to go down there. You know, you're a vet, obviously. I'm not going to ask you to go down there. You think it's fair to ask Rami to go find out? For the people, not for me, but for the people who want to know about this thing.
There's no difference whether you know or not. If you got the ticket, it's too late.
No, there is
wrong. There is a difference. Yeah. Jay, that's what Jay on hold wants to talk about.
Yeah, there is a difference here because I would have to, if I No, I have the ticket, then I'm not going to fill the final 2 hours of it. You know what I'm saying? It could save me $13.
Yes.
Jay has another part of this. Jay is in Stony Brook. What's up, Jay?
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so Sal, I used to work in Queens for a while in sales. So I was in and out parking left and right. You have a little bit of a grace window. So say you get the ticket and it shows you got nabbed at 10:32. But you got a ticket, or you have the receipt that you paid at 10:45. You have that 15-minute window where you could say, when you dispute the ticket, I was looking for the meter number. I had to plug it into my phone. I had to walk a distance. So in that dispute, you have that little 15 minutes. So it's not like a 45-minute that you have to try to dodge right now. It's roughly about a half an hour.
Ooh, that makes it better. I like that, Jay. Thank you for the insight there. See, I have gotten... Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. I have gotten these tickets before, and I'm like, usually, a lot of the times, actually, I'll pay the right way through the meter, and I come out, and there's a damn ticket on the window. And I'm like, what's going on here? I paid. Then I have to fight it, and usually it goes away. You show them the proper receipts and all that stuff. But it still is annoying when those apps, especially when it first started with the parking apps around here. Like, every which way. I'm like, dude, I paid through the app. Like, is this app working or not? And then, you know what happened? One time I really screwed up. Actually, it was when I was going for my first eye surgery, I think, where my wife drove me into the city in her car. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just pay the meter. But I forgot. I'm paying the meter. It was with my car and license plate. So I'm like, no, I paid, but it's a different car. And they would not give me a break. And I understand that, but, like, come on. It's like the neighborhood play. Like, come on. I paid. It's still, like, my family's car is my wife's car. I made a mistake. I'm not trying to avoid it. I'm not trying to skimp out on things. I made an honest mistake. You're going to nab me for that? I'm in the neighborhood. I paid the meter. I parked the car. It's just the wrong one. There should be a neighborhood rule with the parking. I mean, it's impossible to get a damn spot around here. I remember when we were working in Astoria, this is like, you know, I wasn't commuting to the city. We worked in Queens. So I was going from Long Island to Queens, and I was young. It was, you know, 20 years ago. 25 years ago, maybe even now. No, 2003, I started as an intern. So, we'd go to the building, whatever spot you could find there. I mean, it was a lot eventually, but I don't know why I was parking in the street on this particular day. Maybe I was an intern, so I didn't have access to a lot. I forget what it was. But I just saw a spot, and I parked there. It was a spot open on the street. I parked there. I had no idea. It was in front of a fire hydrant. Like, I didn't know. I know it's stupid, but if you're not educated, like growing up on Long Island, I could park wherever I want. I didn't think about a fire hydrant. I guess I didn't pay attention to that in the road test at DMV, but I learned quickly. Hey, you can't park in front of a fire hydrant. Those spots are obviously readily available. You can get those all over the place. The other spots, it's always something. They're impossible to find. Anyway, so is it okay? I don't want to, you know, like have people do things they don't want to do. I'll give you a pack of Surfsides. How about that, Rami? I'll send Rami down. Do you drink? Rami's on the phone right now. You like Surfside, Rami?
I love them.
Which one, the tea or the lemonade?
I like the lemonade. The black cherry lemonade is okay. My favorite.
Pack. I'll give you a pack of the lemonade Surfside if you could go down and check for us.
Will do.
The people want to know.
And there's another person who just, part of it is, you could go to Coco if you want.
All right, one more here. Coco's in Manhattan, then we'll get back to the football. What's up, Coco?
It's Sal. I don't want to say Jay, but the window is actually 5 minutes.
That's it? And 5 minutes?
Yes, 5 minutes. And a second guy might go, if you don't pay the meter, they'll give you a second ticket.
Is that true?
Very true, yes.
So wait a second. I'm going to get double tickets? I've never seen that before. I've seen awesome.
No, if you don't pay within a certain amount of time, they will give you a second ticket, yes.
But if I paid the first part of it, right, which I did. And there's already a ticket there, and I paid on top of a ticket, like they're going to come back and see that my...
No. Let's say you don't pay. Let's say your second time expires.
Yeah.
And you don't pay again, and you leave that one ticket in there, you will get a second one.
I'm going to get double the tickets?
I'm telling you.
That's not right, Coco. If you get one ticket, that should be it. That's the rule. That's the rule.
In fact, some people will put a ticket on their car.
To park.
I've never done that
because I try not to get the tickets to begin with. Also, I've heard horror stories. Like, my father drilled in me as a kid. I was a kid. He was telling me, whatever ticket you get, just pay it and move on. Do not mess with that. Actually, because one time he got arrested in a wrong way. He was in his backyard, parents' backyard, swinging on the swing. Cops came, said, you Joe Licata, and arrested him. And they thought he did something that he didn't, whatever it was. So ever since then, I guess he was paranoid. You know, maybe it pertained to something parking. I forget the exact story. I just know that he didn't do anything in that particular case. Although, was he lying to me? No, he didn't do anything. He was wrongfully, you know, and then of course my grandmother went nuts and you better get him out of there. He didn't do anything wrong. But he would always say, hey, if you get a ticket, right or wrong, just pay it and move on. Do not mess with that. Then I've heard people that are skimping out on tolls or sometimes you get in trouble with that. They have the wrong license plate. Like, I don't want to mess with any of that stuff. Even though if I believe I'm right in something or I'm being wrong, I'm going to fight it. But ultimately, I don't want any issues. All right, even though I'm wrong, screw it. Pay the $65 or the $120, whatever it is. You know, I'm also thinking I might have got nabbed the other day because I did drive into the city. I usually don't do that, but the freaking path wasn't working. That's what happened the other day. Was that earlier this week, though? Was that Monday? So the path wasn't working, so I had to drive in. And in the same situation, parked, okay, but I remembered to park. But then I'm driving home, and, you know, like at the end of a long day, I'm not saying I'm speeding. I'm not doing 90, but on the West Side Highway, I'm trying to get the hell out of the city. I want to go home. Put my daughter to sleep. And eat. Really, I want to eat and watch the games. And put my daughter to sleep. Spend some time with my daughter. So I wasn't going too fast, but maybe I was, let's say, 38-ish, 40-ish. On the West Side Highway, and I felt, you know, sometimes you could feel the flash go off, and I wasn't 100% sure. I'm still not 100% sure, but it was to a point where something got my attention. I was thinking, oh, crap.
40, you have no chance.
38, I have a chance?
Maybe. I think anything over 36, you're really...
So now I'm waiting for one of those tickets to come in the mail.
That's coming in the mail.
Oh, and I'm already starting to think of how I'm going to fight that one.
From personal experience, I'm with... what your father said, just pay it
and move on. I know. take the L, and move on.
Exactly.
You don't want any issues. I don't want anybody coming to my house and arresting me. I didn't do anything, I swear. Tolls, parking, I'll pay it all. Even if I'm being wronged. Most times. Let's hope I get a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I sent Rami down to go see if I have a ticket. If you're just joining us, I had to park and filled a meter, and I forgot to do it. Like, I parked, and I left 15 minutes before the parking became legal to walk in for the show. It became legal at 10. Usually, I just come in, and I would pay it right at 10. I forgot until 10:45, and then I filled the meter immediately. But I'm not sure if I got a ticket prior to that in that 45-minute to an hour window. We sent Rami down on the street. Rami, have you found the car?
Yes, please. I have found the car. So if anyone wants to come find a celebrity or slash your tires, they can come find
me. Yeah, exactly. Let's not say where it is or what kind of car. That's exactly right. all right, just hit me with it. Ticket or no?
There is no ticket.
Yes! Yes, Rami, we did it! Thank you! New York City.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was almost hoping there would be.
Oh, dude, I would have been so bothered. You're right. Maybe the better reaction if I did get one, but I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. Thank you. Now you got to remind me, and I set my alarm. I got to make sure I pay that meter. There we go. It's not all that bad.
All right.
Thank you, Rami.
You get I'll see you soon. Yep. Yes, I get my surf side.
Surf side, it's sitting right there. I went in during the break and got it. It is right there at your desk. Thank you very much. All right. There we go, Dove. It's going to be a good day. Hey, they owed me one. Sometimes you get screwed by the city. This time I forgot. I made a human mistake. I forgot. I'm not trying to avoid anything.
There is a supervisor of these ticket givers that is now very upset and is going to take it out on the people who should have given you a ticket.
No, no. I paid.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the manager.
Wait, there can't be hawks in every car that's parked illegally for every minute. Like, I've seen cars double parked for hours, and people do things that they shouldn't be doing all the time. I didn't want to be wronged when I didn't have any bad intentions. That should mean something. My intention was to pay. I just forgot, slipped my mind. Took me long enough to find a freaking metered spot, for goodness sake. I hope nobody's upset here, and they don't know what area it is, so they don't know the meter made or whatever. All right, last one on this. Billy is in Stamford, Connecticut, who is a meter supervisor. Billy, you got some insight into this?
What's up, Sal? A little bit of insight. So I wouldn't call myself a supervisor. I just use that. But I have been inventorying in Stamford the exact number of meters that we actually have and compared to how many meter faps we have. So we have approximately 500 to 600, and Stamford's like 150,000 people. So much smaller than New York, obviously, but we don't have exactly a great amount of people supervising and looking for meter, you could say, violations and stuff. So I would say, obviously, you have the result now, but I would definitely re-up on your parking for
and
sure.
Now, do you know about, let's say I did get a ticket, Rami discovered a ticket there, would I be okay to just leave that ticket and not pay the meter the rest of the way, or could I get a double ticket?
I highly doubt that you get a double ticket. We don't do that.
Okay. See, there you go. I think we got some bad information there before, and thank you for the call, Billy. Yes, we did it. Yeah, I've never seen the double ticket. I've seen people throw tickets on the floor. I mean, maybe I have seen if a car's sitting in the same spot for a couple of weeks, tickets piled up.
I've heard people complain they got a ticket twice.
Like, that would be egregious. If I got a ticket at 10:30 and then I walked out there at 3 o'clock, whatever, 2:30, and there was a double ticket on there because I didn't pay, like, that to me would be ridiculous. If Rami went and saw a ticket and we left it there and didn't pay the second half and I got a double ticket for that, come on. Hey, look, I'll probably get nabbed with that ticket for the West Side Highway 38 miles an hour, I'm sure. What are you supposed to do now, 25? Is that what it is? Man, I remember when that first started happening around here, was it a couple years ago? It must have been because I was driving in more often, maybe on the overnights, and I was trying to get the hell out of here, and I was getting tickets left and right. When I was like, what happened here? And then it was you get the tickets in the mail. The rules have changed. You can't do more than 25 miles. I was like, what? 20 miles an hour? I might as well walk. I get it. Safety first. Follow the law. Follow the rules. I'm an advocate of that, big advocate of that. But in the event you happen to forget, it's nice to know there was a little bit of a grace period today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.